You may or may not have heard of the term micro-marketing, but if you are a time-poor, busy business owner who just cannot find enough hours in the day to get to your marketing tasks, then you're going to want to listen to this super short episode to find out what micro-marketing is and how you can use it to move the needle when it comes to your marketing. Enjoy.
Welcome to Sales Without Socials. If you too are mentally exhausted from the constantly changing algorithms, you're not getting a return on the blood, sweat, and tears you put into your social media efforts, and know there must be a better way to market your business, then you are in the right place. Are you with me? Let's dive in. And oh, you know what? Let's have a little bit of fun along the way.
Hello, it's Tanya, Chief of Everything at Digital Conversations. And I've got a little short and sweet episode for you today, and it is short because that very much fits with the theme, which is around micro marketing. So in order to keep it short and sweet, just like the theme, I'm decided let's make it a little bit of a quickie, shall we? So you've probably heard of the phrase, success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in, day out, right? We've all heard it. And it's true with everything that we do. So if we want to lose weight, if we want to learn a language, we want to quit a bad habit or even create a new habit, it's all about those little things that we do that add up. And then consistently over time, those small incremental steps pay off, right? It makes so much sense. And the thing is, it's also true for your marketing. You see, there's one thing that really pisses me off when it comes to marketing, and people that whine about their lack of results and the one thing that they all have in common and they always say is, but I don't have the time, which is BS, because instead you should be saying, hey, it's just not a priority, because that would at least be honest, because a time excuse is just not valid. And I'm going to talk about why it's not and what to do about it. Now, the first issue is, you know, that you think often that you have to have these big chunks of time to market your business. You think, I need to allocate half a day here or a day there. And guess what? I've got a little secret to tell you. You don't. You don't need massive chunks of time to actually do some work on your business, because in just 5 or 10 minutes here and there, it can make a really big difference. So let me just share, before I dive into it, the most common scenario I see with busy business owners is what usually happens is you go, I need to do some serious marketing for my business, and then you usually bite off more than you can chew, and then everything stalls because you've gone too fast and too hard, like when you start a workout and you're in that zone and then you can't sustain it for too long because you're too sore and fatigued and you get tired, and then you totally lose your motivation and you don't want to do it again. So you stop for a few weeks or a few months, only to start again down the track when there's another burning need, like, oh, we need to win some new clients. Then as you get new clients, you get super busy again, and then you lose the momentum again, and you lose the visibility, and your competitors overtake you, and it all feels a bit too hard, right? Well, maybe not exactly like that, but it's pretty much like that. We get caught up in these things, and we get busy, and then the first thing that gets flicked off is usually our marketing, because we think we don't have time to do it. And it's just this ongoing cycle that you repeat. Now, trust me, I have seen this over and over again. But the good news is there's a better way. And that is instead to focus on micro marketing. So what is micro marketing? It's those small things that you can do consistently that add up to make an impact. So small things throughout the day, week, month, or year that can shift the trajectory of your marketing. Now, whatever it is, these micro marketing moments impact your visibility. So think of it like a dripping tap. One drop seems like nothing until you start to fill the bucket, right? Then it consistently drips, and then it's one drop after the other, and then it builds to something of significance that you can clearly see and that gets noticed. Okay, one drop compared to half a bucket is very different, but it's that drip, 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 that consistency, which makes an effort, makes a difference at the end of the day. So you need to think of marketing like a lifestyle habit, not a short-term quick fix, which is often the way that it's viewed. So as a lifestyle habit, you don't start and stop. You might have a few days off here and there when you're not feeling up to something, but you persist over time, and that's how you see results, right? So you might be thinking, okay, what sort of micro-marketing can I do, and what the hell do you actually mean, Tanya? Well, guess what? I'm going to tell you right now. So when you think of the word marketing, you think small, right? So micro-marketing are those small tasks that you can do in 5 or 10 minutes. And I've got a bunch of examples right here. So write them down. Better still, create your own list. But here are a few just off the top of my head. And I'm just going to read them all out, okay? First one, create a list of potential blogs to write. Create an article for a blog or a guest blog. List some potential collabs or strategic partners. Create a LinkedIn post, draft an email marketing to your client list, create some brand images in Canva, create a video on a topic your clients might be interested in, sign up for a free webinar, download and read a marketing report on a topic you want to learn, think of 3 new ideas to upsell existing clients, connect with 5 new people on LinkedIn, comment on several posts on LinkedIn. List potential podcasts you could be a guest on. Sign up to a new networking event. Set up a LinkedIn newsletter. Ask for a referral from a client. Ask for a testimonial from a client. Ask for a Google review from a client. Call a client just to check in. Send a thank you card. Send a branded card to a potential new client. Think of 1 new way to improve your customer service. Do some keyword research for what you want to be found for. Add a pin on Pinterest. Turn a blog into a video using a tool like Lumen 5. Brainstorm a new client offer. Upload some images to your Google My Business profile. Touch base with an old client. Set up a meeting with someone in your network and talk to someone new. So there are 30 ideas off the top of my head. Now, there is no rule to say that you have to start and finish an entire task at once, right? Which is why this 5 to 10 minutes of micro-marketing moments can make a difference, because you might start something now and it might take you a couple of those little sessions to get it finished. You don't have to do everything all at once. You can simply draft something or have an idea as a first step, then complete it later, okay? You don't need hours of time at once for your marketing. You can do it in minutes. So here's a few steps I want you to consider, right? Step 1 is to reframe your marketing about how you actually do the work to market your business, okay? So that, again, is not thinking that you have to have massive chunks of time, but if you just think I can do stuff in 5 to 10 minutes, then reframe your thinking is such a massive shift. Step 2, list all the things you can do in 5 or 10 minutes, just like that list that I've just given you, okay? Sit down, write it all down. That list literally took me 5 minutes to create, okay? Step 3, add it to your calendar. You could say, I'm going to do 5 or 10 minutes every lunchtime, at the start of the day, at the end of the day, whatever it is works for you, but put it in your calendar to make sure you do it. And the step 4, actually do this shit, okay? It's all well and good to go, I'm gonna, which is, I call my husband, by the way, Gunner Williams, because he's always going to do something he never does, right? So don't be a gunner. Be someone that actually does it, okay? Consistent micro-marketing moments are what puts money in your bank, not random Facebook ads or investing in overcomplicated CRMs or any of that crap, okay? Think small steps at a time, and then before you know it, you'll be the proud owner of some marketing tactics you've actually put out there and achieved in a week or a month, whatever the time frame is for you. So, sounds simple enough, right? I guess what? It is simple. Anyone can do this. It doesn't matter what your level of marketing expertise is, how much experience you have, what you're good at. There is no excuses to not do something, okay? I've given it all to you in a very simple snapshot. Go and do it, okay? If you need some help to map out this stuff or to create a plan, then you can jump on and you can book an exploration session with me. You can find the details at digitalconversations.com, shoot me an email, or just do something to make a difference, okay? Consider that one of those, you can actually consider that one of your micro marketing tasks is to contact me. Okay, that's enough for me today, guys. I hope you took something out of that. I know you should take something out of that because it is such a simple, simple thing to do. And there are no more excuses. Okay, let's get rid of the excuses. And in the meantime, never let anyone dull your marketing sparkle.
Digital Conversations is a boutique marketing advisory focused on helping busy business owners to find their sweet spot and to make your target audience crazy for you, usually involving words, 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 and some numbers. As chief of everything, I consider myself a bit of a marketing rebel, and I don't believe that social media is the holy grail of marketing. Instead, I help my clients attract the right clients to them by having consistent marketing that doesn't include unbeatable algorithms, fancy tech, or a massive time commitment. Now, if you're curious about how your business can make sales without focusing on socials, then I invite you to contact me and also take a look at my Sales Without Socials program options, where you can learn all the stuff you need to master a reliable, consistent, and repeatable way to generate leads and sales in 15 minutes a day without posting on socials 5 days a week, so you can stop chasing algorithms and start effortlessly landing dream clients on repeat. Now, you'll find more details in two places, digitalconversations.com.au and saleswithoutsocials.com.au. Now, if you enjoyed this episode, I'd really love it if you can subscribe and leave a review, because more subscribers and reviews help the podcast reach more people, and I would be truly grateful. Thanks for being awesome, and never let anyone dull your marketing sparkle.